Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. There was a midnight curfew in Charlotte, but police didn't enforce it because a third night of protest remained largely peaceful. Demonstrators continued to demand the police release the video of a fatal shooting of a black man.
After massive public outcry, the Scott family saw two police videos capturing the deadly encounter.
It was very painful, not just to see him shot and killed, but to see the reactions on the rest of the family members' face.
Attorneys for the family insist they saw no aggression in the video, issuing a statement saying in part, "It is impossible to discern from the videos what, if anything, Mr. Scott is holding in his hands. When he was shot and killed, Mr. Scott's hands were by his side, and he was slowly walking backwards."
Correspondent Nick Valencia. A week after she killed an unarmed black driver, a Tulsa police officer has been charged with first-degree manslaughter.
Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby turning herself in and released on bond overnight, charged with the shooting death of 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. The prosecutor's office alleging Officer Shelby reacted unreasonably by escalating the situation from a confrontation with Mr. Crutcher, who was not responding to verbal commands and was walking away from her with his hands up.
Correspondent Anna Cabrera. Two new polls in Virginia show the gap between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is narrowing. Clinton leads in both a new Roanoke College poll and the latest Quinnipiac University survey, but Trump is no longer trailing by double digits. Clinton's lead is now just 6 or 7 points. Libertarian Gary Johnson gets 8% support in both polls. Some voters in Virginia can pick who they want for president starting today.
Absentee voting starts now in the Commonwealth. Ballots are being mailed out today, and in Fairfax County, you can also absentee in person.
And you can vote at the government center from 8 a.m. to 4:30, and you can vote full-time absentee at locations will start October 1st.
But Kate Hanley with the Fairfax County Electoral Board says you have to meet one of Virginia's 19 requirements in order to vote absentee. Among them, you won't be in the state on election day or you have an illness or disability. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Howard County executive is calling on the county sheriff to resign. And three former county executives agree with him that Sheriff James Fitzgerald should step down after a report from the county's Office of Human Rights accused him of discrimination and harassment of sheriff's department employees. Fitzgerald is now serving his third term as elected sheriff. While D.C. leaders continue their quest for statehood, a Bethesda man is launching an effort to offer D.C. all the benefits of being the 24th county in Maryland.
They would gain representation in Congress that could vote on the floor. They would gain the right to vote for senators. They would gain greater home rule. It's a win-win.
David Krukoff is founder of a nonprofit organization called Douglas County, Maryland. Named for Frederick Douglass, of course. He thinks it could happen in his lifetime. There's been another spike in opioid overdose deaths in Maryland. In the first half of this year, officials say the number of overdose deaths reached new highs. Heroin overdose deaths were up 68% from the same time last year, and they say deaths from fentanyl have soared the most dramatically. This year's rate nearly 30 times what it was 3 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,392, the NASDAQ at 5340. Sports Thursday night football, the Patriots improved to 3-0 with a win over Houston. Baseball, the Nats were idle. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. The O's lose again to the Red Sox. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we've changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270 right after Sheeny Grove Road. There's an accident now moved over to the shoulder. Southbound Anacostia Freeway, three-vehicle crash on the shoulder approaching Pennsylvania Avenue. In Woodbridge, southbound Jefferson Davis Highway at Dale Boulevard, left and center lanes are blocked by a collision. In Springfield, southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95, there is an accident. Out of loop of the Beltway, slowing down 95 to Georgia Avenue and Arlington, South Columbia Street at 29th Street, an accident. Orange Line, Blue Line, and Silver Line running with delays between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our first full day of fall is going to feel like a full day of summer. This morning already mild, a few clouds, otherwise clear. This afternoon, mostly sunny for the Friday commute home, 89. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 79. Then by Sunday, the coolest air comes in with a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Haymarket, 57 in Damascus, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. Mark Cuban is set to troll Donald Trump from the front row at Monday's debate. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Sir, it's 7:07 on this Friday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry at 7:35 a.m. We'll speak with Mark Levin. Oh, you're used to hearing him in the p.m., but he'll join us this morning at the bottom of this hour. The great one. 8:05, Peggy McLone of the Washington Post to give us a preview of the brand new Smithsonian Museum opening this weekend, the African American Museum. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, for a preview of Monday's big debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Yeah, right now, many people listening to the sound of my voice are no doubt on one of the major thoroughfares that are often crowded, and chief among them in this area is the I-270 corridor, which runs, you know, up toward Rockville and Germantown and on up into Frederick, and it's a mess, folks. It's just a disaster during rush hour, and it has been for a while. They keep building houses out there, and they don't do anything about the roads, but maybe that's going to change because there is a new group getting together to talk about this and new studies being conducted. Yes, you got to study it first. Richard Parsons is with us now. He's the vice chairman of the Suburban Maryland Transportation Alliance, which is a business and civic advocacy group that is urging them to do something about I-270, and thank goodness for that. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, look, I think everybody agrees that you could probably build some more lanes, let's say north of Germantown up toward Frederick, and that would be helpful. But as you get, you know, south of Germantown and keep coming toward the split, how do you expand what is there? I mean, is it possible, or are you looking at other ideas?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. What you've got is a situation where over the years there have been some improvements to parts of I-270, but there's two sections. As you go out in the afternoon during that lovely rush hour that everybody's so familiar with, you know, you start out with a nice wide section of 270, but then it chokes down to two lanes in each direction. And there's 200,000 people plus using this every day, and there's just no way that 200,000 people can actually choke down into two lanes and still have anything other than a traffic nightmare, which is what we've got. So it's the portion of I-270 really in northern Montgomery County and extending into Frederick. It's never been widened since it was built that's causing that problem in the afternoon. In the morning rush hour, which we're seeing right now, you've got kind of the same situation. You come down from Frederick, you hit a section that has been widened and traffic would normally free up a bit, except that as you get down to the spurs, again, it chokes down to two general purpose lanes right in each direction when you hit the spur. So you've got a choke point at the top and you've got a choke point at the bottom. You know, there are people who will say, oh, you widened the road, but it didn't fix it. Well, you only widened part of the road. And when you widen part of a road and don't widen Biden the rest, you create these choke points. And that's what we're looking at with a pretty, I think, imaginative and bold solution that would not only add some new lanes in here, but also reconfigure the whole road so you've got a transit component. You can put bus rapid transit on new express lanes.
There it is.
And really make things move.
Yeah, the bus rapid transit. Why is it that there seems to be such a singular focus on this? Because I don't know that a lot of people, that the idea of getting on a bus, it works with their lifestyle. It's not really helpful to them. They say, well, it's very nice, and I guess some people will use it. But by and large, it's not an application that many people will find useful, I think. And we seem to be really focused on the bus rapid transit.
Well, we're focusing on two things. One is adding lane capacity.
Yeah, I know, and I get that. But why?
Then,
why is there?
And then using the bus rapid transit in those lanes. But let me break it down a bit, because the average, when you look at any of the interstate highways in this region, you got to look at what those trips are. Because your point is a good one. It is lane capacity that does the most to relieve congestion. The bus rapid transit, there's actually a market for it, and the studies show it could be effective. But that alone is not going to really move the needle on reducing congestion, which is really what most of us want. It's adding the capacity where we have these choke points that's key. That multimodal capacity is important, but 90% of the trips out there are using automobiles, and about 10% in this region are using transit.
Yeah,
in other modes.
I always question these. If in the ideal scenario, sir, if the bus rapid transit part of your proposal went through, how many buses during any given morning rush hour would you imagine seeing?
You know, that kind of specificity is why we need to finish these studies, because we don't have an answer for that until we go through the formal study process and actually get
But that's kind of key, isn't it? I mean, even if, I mean, I doubt it's going to be more than 100 buses, right? But 100, you fit 40 people in a bus, and let's say you have 100 buses. That's still just a drop in the bucket when you think of the volume that's really coming in on I-270. By 1999, the congestion on I-270 had already hit the 2010 levels. The I-270 was not designed to take the kind of volume for the people who have moved to this area, and we continue to grow. There's even more new housing coming in the areas that you're talking about between Germantown and Frederick. Isn't it true that the only real solution here is to either add lanes to I-270, the existing expressway, or build a new expressway?
Well, I think you're right, and you put your finger on something that a lot of leaders here in this region don't seem to understand, is that, you know, as the region grows, we have not historically added capacity to the highway network to keep pace with population growth.
Yeah,
in fact,
right.
If you look at any decade, of any of the last three decades, you've seen something like 30 to 40% increases in job growth and population growth. You've seen a 10% increase or less in highway capacity. And so we've built up over this time what I think is a pretty huge backlog. It's a capacity deficit. There's many ways you can call it, but you are absolutely right. There is a way to fix this, and it has to involve adding new capacity. Now, what we do with that capacity is where we're really trying to push, you know, a multimodal approach here, because you can use that capacity more efficiently if we can transform what is now a current, you know, kind of single-use highway into a dual-use transit and road facility.
What?
And you can get more people through per hour if you're using a combination of toll lanes.
But only if people use the transit option.
Well, and this is where I come back.
Some will, but most won't, but some will.
All right, so you got this plan. I mean, I'm going to come back to this bus thing, because it always comes up. This is the solution, is the rapid buses. All right, rapid buses can't move rapidly unless you take a lane away from other people and make it a bus lane.
Well, that's why we're talking about adding new capacity for.
But you're not going to be able to do that, with all due respect, and I'm not trying to be argumentative here. You can't do that in the lower part of the Beltway. How do you expand that? It's pretty locked in, isn't it?
Unless you displace residents or businesses.
Well, you don't have to. There's plenty of right-of-way in the 270 corridor to add two new lanes in each direction, actually, in the northern part. When you get down to the southern part.
Northern part, but I'm talking about the southern part.
The southern part, you may need to only add one lane, or in some places, just you've got those collector distributor lanes. You might be able to just reconfigure the roadway in the southern part. Again, the southern part is probably wide enough, and the studies will show whether you need to do any further widening there or not. The problem is what's happening is there's choke points at either end that are backing traffic up through that section, and that's what's causing the problem. You've got to fix the problem at both ends of the road. The middle section is actually not that.
Would it be helpful for the other government leaders to perhaps put a moratorium on new building of homes in an area that can't support those homes?
Well, you know, people say that, but that's actually not much of a factor here. If you look at the growth rate in Montgomery County and even in Frederick, it is dramatically slowed in recent years. The truth is we are not growing rapidly. There's not a lot of new housing coming in here, and there's not a lot of job growth in Montgomery County. And that's one of the problems. The traffic congestion, I think, is keeping a lot of employers from...
That's true. The job growth might be because nobody wants to go where it's impossible to get to work on
time.
These are tough issues.
Yeah, I know these are tough issues. Look, at least we're talking about it. At least there's a recognition that something needs to be done. Buses, I'm not sure.
Okay. well, this combination works. And we know from the previous studies that have been put on hold and put on hold and put on hold. But we know there's a lot of data on this already. And we know that if we do the plan that we've put forward, we can see improvements in peak hour speeds of up to 87% in the afternoon rush hour and up to 70% improvement in your peak hour speed coming in the morning.
We're out of time here, Richard Parsons. Sadly, we have to give a traffic update for people who are stuck in our current problems on I-270. Richard Parsons from the Suburban Maryland Transportation Alliance, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good stuff. It is now time to check your traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Yeah, Dave Solomon is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270 after Shady Grove Road, an accident over on the shoulder and a heavy volume delay, 370 going up to 28. That's about 14 miles per hour. Northbound 395 after Edsel Road, two right lanes blocked by a crash, and that's causing a heavy volume delay between Edsel Road and Seminary Road. In Alexandria, Telegraph Road, the ramp to eastbound Duke Street, there is a crash. In Springfield, southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95, a collision. South Columbus Street at 29th Street in Arlington, there is an accident and some heavy volume, the outloop of the Beltway between 95 and New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks like it's going to be a really nice day. 89 degrees tonight, down around 69. Tomorrow, 79, and on Sunday in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 69 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Immigration is probably one of the key issues in this election season, and that's why whenever we see anything that could actually affect the election related to immigration, we want to bring it to your attention. Now, this latest story comes out of Fox News, where they have found an internal Obama administration email that shows that immigration officials right now are putting in overtime to make sure they convert as many immigrants to voting citizens as possible before the November 8th presidential election. They are burning the midnight oil. They are spending overtime money because that's their goal. I'll read part of this email. If you have cases in this category or other pending, you're encouraged to take advantage of the OT if you can. This will be an opportunity to move your pending naturalization cases. If you have not volunteered for OT, please consider and let me know if you are interested. In other words, we're willing to pay overtime if it means we're getting more people naturalized and able to vote by November 8th. They're not spending that time finding people who are here illegally, deporting people who are illegal, all of the people who are waiting for their hearings to get put through the system and sent back to their homes. That it's going to take way too much time, and we don't have enough money to process that. But we got plenty of money to spend on overtime to make sure we get people voting.
And remember, it was just the other day we had this story. We first thought it was like 800 people. It turned out to be 1,800 people who are in this country and been granted citizenship incorrectly. So how do you solve that problem? Well, rush a bunch of people through the system very quickly.
Yeah.
And by the way, the email talks about specifically doing it because of the election year.
Make sure you turn them into citizens before the presidential election.
They say do it before the end of the fiscal year, which is, is October 1st.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty egregious. Let's call them out. And by the way, why rush when you're making mistakes that grant 1,800 200 people citizenship when they had deportation orders.
And speaking of not being able to handle the influx of illegal immigrants and the fact that they sit on a waiting list for years while they wait for their hearing, so they stay here illegally and take advantage of the benefits that they get here as an illegal alien by going to our schools and getting health care and such, there is a new study out that shows that there is, in fact, a huge surge of illegal crossings going on right now. 2016 is actually going to come in as a record year for illegal immigrants, specifically children, unaccompanied children crossing the border. You remember the enormous surge that we had in 2014 that created all of the scandals and all of the consternation and the horrible conditions down there at the border. Well, it's going to beat that record in 2014. And this is not a partisan anti-immigrant group that is reporting these numbers. This is from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and it's also from Secretary Jay Johnson himself. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, Republican who sits on that committee, has laid this out for Jay Johnson, saying that this needs to be handled, and this needs to be handled right away. But right now, the numbers are absolutely stunning.
Here's another number that will make your eyes pop. Immigration, both legal and illegal, drains governmental resources and saps as much as $296 billion a year from federal, state, and local taxpayers.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, okay, but they're contributing as well, and so they're adding to the tax base. No, not even
really.
It doesn't even come close. The cost of having immigrants into this country is far exceeded by what they bring to the economy.
Yeah, those numbers are provided by a report from the Center for Immigration Studies, and it's pretty stunning when you see the amount of federal dollars that goes to support the illegal immigration industry in this country. And but you know, Brian, enforcing our laws that are already on the books and doing any kind of preventative measures to keep people from coming into this country illegally or staying in this country illegally, you know, Brian, that's just not who we are.
No.
We are stronger together if we allow our government to just let anybody in and stay as long as they want and get whatever federal benefits that we're paying for. That's how we're stronger together.
It's a quaint notion, I know, but I thought we were a country who believed in the rule of law. But apparently that's such a quaint notion.
Oh, Brian.
I know. What was I thinking?
722 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Ted Britt Automotive. These guys are amazing. You know, they've been around for 57 years in the area. You don't last in a competitive environment like Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, Maryland, and the District selling cars. We love our cars, man. And you do not last and thrive in this market for 57 years without being the best, without having some excellence on your side. And that's exactly who Ted Britt Automotive is. They are excellent. And I'll tell you, they've got an incredible program right now that explains exactly who they are and why they've done so well for so long. It's called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is going to be taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's for every new and even the pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You're also going to get great deals at Ted Britt. I mean, let's face it, you don't last this long selling cars in this area unless you've got great deals. And because they have over 1,200 vehicles in stock, you're going to see prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Why don't you schedule your service with them so you can see what kind of great service Ted Britt will give you. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
The kids are back in school, leaving behind dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for a deep-down professional clean. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs at their own facility? Do they hand-wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270 right after 370 up to Shady Grove Road. You have some heavy volume because right after Shady Grove Road, an accident in the shoulder. Northbound 395 after Etzel Road. Two right lanes blocked by a crash in Springfield. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95. An accident. One lane is blocked. Traffic brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Up from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 726. Man, there's still time to get tickets to the WMAL Free Speech Forum scheduled for Saturday, October 1st, over at the Birchmere in Alexandria. You'll be able to see me and Larry and Chris Plant will be there, and Mark Levin, the great one, will join us, and it'll be a great evening. Here's how it works. You go over there, the doors open at 6, first come, first serve. You know, if you get there early, you get the best seats, and you can sit down and you can have a nice bite to eat because they got a great menu there. You can have an adult beverage along with that meal. We'll come on the stage at 7:30. That's when the program officially starts. And then after that, there'll be a meet and greet. We'll come back and we'll shake hands and we'll do the grip and grin and have a good time.
The grip and grin.
The grip and grin. Of course, it's always great to have Mark Levin here.
Of course. Listen, the bottom line is we're all a family here at WMAL, and we consider you part of that family. So why not have a great dinner and a great evening out with your family and people who share something in common, us and our station, WMAL. We'd love to see you. Go to WMAL.com/free speech forum.
And
it's going to be a great night.
It is going to be great. It's a lot of fun. And by the way, mentioning Mark Levin's name, I should tell you, he'll be with us here on this broadcast in just a few moments. It is now 7:28.
Not feeling well? Undiagnosed symptoms? Something just doesn't feel right? It's probably not in your head. Dozens of people who've been worried and feel just like you do have had a virtual physical and uncovered the reason behind their symptoms. The 10-minute procedure revealed the inside story, ranging from perfect health, some in need of minor procedures, and some have literally saved lives. Be your own health advocate and schedule now at virtualphysical.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up in just a moment, you know him, you love him, the great one, Mark Levin. It's right after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. It's been relatively calm overnight in Charlotte on a third night of protests stemming from the police shooting of a black man on Tuesday. Demonstrations broke up a few hours ago, well past a midnight curfew declared by the mayor but not actively enforced by police. But the tension continues to simmer.
Part of what's complicated things here with the public is these two competing narratives. The Scott family say Keith Scott was unarmed when he was fatally shot. The police say they recovered a gun. For now, North Carolina Bureau of Investigation is taking over the investigation, but until that video is made public, demonstrators have expressed their frustration. We should anticipate even more protests until that video comes out.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. A Tulsa police officer, meanwhile, turned herself in overnight to face a first-degree manslaughter charge in the death of an unarmed black man a week ago. Prosecutors say Officer Betty Shelby reacted unreasonably when she shot 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. She is now free on $50,000 bail. Two new polls in Virginia show Hillary Clinton still leads Donald Trump, but no longer by double digits. Her lead is 7 points in a new Roanoke College poll, 6 points in the latest Quinnipiac University survey. If you're registered to vote in Virginia, you can cast your ballot for president starting today. Absentee voting gets underway today across the Commonwealth. You can vote absentee as long as you can claim one of the 19 acceptable reasons for doing so. Donald Trump's advisors are urging him to keep his cool during Monday's first debate. They say Trump should resist any attempts by Hillary Clinton to provoke him with questions about his business record, his wealth, or controversial comments about minorities. Yahoo confirms what's being called one of the biggest cybersecurity breaches ever, and now Congress wants answers.
The timing is getting attention from lawmakers because Yahoo is in the middle of a big merger. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal issuing this statement overnight, quote, as law enforcement and regulators examine this incident, they should investigate whether Yahoo may have concealed its knowledge of the breach in order to artificially bolster its valuation in its pending acquisition by Verizon, end quote.
Correspondent Christine Romans checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,392. The NASDAQ at 5340. Sports, the Red Sox complete the four-game sweep of the Orioles. The Nats were idle. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. Thursday night football, the Patriots beat the Texans. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV, originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy in a warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution. The new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Escape the congestion and noise. Why not choose to live in your own ideal place? We're the Ideal Living Resort and Retirement Expo. We know that where you live affects how you live. Find your ideal destination this weekend at the Expo. Come and compare more than 50 unique lifestyle communities from the Carolinas to Florida. Join us this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner to find your ideal destination. Call 800-736-0321 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270, a crowded ride, 370 to Shady Grove Road. Northbound 395 slows down the GW Parkway to 12th Street. Southbound the Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95, a lane blocked by a collision. East Randolph Road and Silver Spring at Partridge Drive, there is a crash. Inner loop of the Beltway slowing down Connecticut Avenue to Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road to New Hampshire Avenue, while the outer loop is slow ride 95 to Colesville Road, also University Boulevard going up to Georgia Avenue. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Woodbridge, 54 in Frederick, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Peggy McLove of the Washington Post. Talk about the debut of the African-American Museum down at the mall that's opening up this weekend. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
He is the great one. He is our colleague. We are so proud to share the same station with Mark Levin, who, of course, is on every night here, every weeknight at least, 6 to 9 on WMAL. And he joins us now because, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, October 1st, we'll all be live together at the Birchmere for our second WMAL Free Speech Forum. And we want to talk about that and a lot of other things. Hey, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Are you two actually beside each other?
We are. We are beside, literally, shoulder to shoulder.
We're not shoulder to shoulder.
Very odd.
There's a good 5 feet between us.
Yes, very good.
All right. We have our own personal safe space going on here, Mark.
Don't we all?
Hey, Mark, I remember the night that it was rumored that Donald Trump might choose Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. I remember listening to you that night, and you were cautiously optimistic by that idea. You thought it was a home run choice. And, of course, we know that he did pick him, and you had him on last night. A great kid. You don't have a lot of guests, but you had Mike Pence. What was your impression, and how do you think Mike Pence has contributed to the turnaround for Donald Trump that we've seen in the last month?
You know, the funny thing is they always phrase it as I asked these guys to come up. They've been asking to come on my show for 3 or 4 weeks.
I'm sure.
And I basically said, I mean, to do what exactly? So he came on. I thought he was very good. I asked him, how do you reassure movement conservatives, Reagan conservatives, Tea Party activists? How do you reassure, you know, Cruz and other conservative supporters? And we went down the list of issues. And look, he's Trump's running mate. Trump's going to be his own man. But I think he's having some influence. I could be dead wrong. I even asked him, do you guys consult with each other? you know, one of the raps on Trump was that he doesn't listen to anybody. He says, we talk at least once a day, sometimes twice. We go over our schedules, and we do discuss these issues at some length. So
if Donald Trump were suffering from pneumonia, Mike Pence would probably
know about it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he'd know about it. Or a neurological problem, for that matter. Yeah. But yes, so he was pretty good. But the thing is, he doesn't reassure me on these issues, quite frankly. I have no illusions here. Donald Trump is a liberal with some conservative positions. And in my view, he's unreliable on those conservative positions. That said, Hillary Clinton is an Alinsky ideologue, and she's reliably Alinsky ideologue. You know what she did yesterday? Mm. People aren't even paying attention. She just upped the death tax from 55 to 65%.
Right.
I want people to think about that. If you own a farm, you own a small business, you've worked your whole life, you're paying taxes, state taxes, federal taxes, local taxes, and you manage to make a profit, and you want to turn the business over to your kids when you pass away, she wants to take 65% of it, a big chunk, depending on what the value of the property is. And so in the end, if you've actually made something of yourself, you have to sell all that and give it to people who sit on their ass and redistribute wealth and fund massive government waste and all the rest of it. You lose everything you've worked for to pass on to your kids and grandkids. These are the sort of things that do make a difference to me. So while Trump may not be reliable on the tax proposals, he's proposed a pretty good tax proposal.
Mm-hmm.
She has proposed a lousy tax proposal, and she will get it, and she will push it.
Lincoln, you know, you're right, especially the part about the family farms. They really do take a hit when it comes to the death tax and estate taxes. Look, I want to talk about the upcoming debate. Because we're seeing that game that happens in Washington where everybody, well, you know, Hillary is very good at this. And, you know, everybody's lowering their expectations. How crucial is this debate going to be? Some people believe it may have more people watching debates than any time in the history of debates.
Because it's going to be damn entertaining, I'll be honest with you. At least people think it will. People are fed up, I have to be honest. These players, even though there's a minority number of them, these players who are sitting out the national anthem and disgracing themselves and trying to disgrace the country, although they're not, people are turned off. So you have Monday Night Football, and I don't think a lot of people are going to watch it. Their ratings are way down. On the other hand, there's a curiosity factor. There's an entertainment factor. There's a substance factor with this debate. I think it will be massive. There's three of them. I think these debates are very, very important, but even if you trip on the first one, probably the last one is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
It was for Reagan when he had two with Mondale, and it was for Romney when he did great on the first one and blew it on the last one.
Mark, I would love to ask you to talk about another thing that nobody's talking about, and that is President Obama's continuing problems with our relationship with Israel. And it's something that I wish the Republican candidate would talk more about. I think that the American people are instinctively on Israel's side, and we recognize them to be the last bastion of freedom and democracy in that cesspool in the Middle East. And I know you've been focusing on it quite a bit. What is the president doing right now, and what should Israel do?
Well, what Israel should do is play out the clock, because everything Obama touches turns to you-know-what, particularly in the Middle East. Look at it. It's a complete and utter fireball. It is a disaster. Israel's increasingly surrounded, and it's obvious what Israel's doing. It's making closer relationships with India. It's actually making some closer relationships with Russia, with Egypt, with Saudi Arabia, with Jordan, a lot of these Arab Gulf states. Their real enemies, ISIS and Iran. And so I think when Netanyahu spoke at the UN yesterday, which was an incredible speech, he just bashed them.
Yeah.
He attacked them. He called them a farce. Which is exactly what they are. And I was listening to him, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if America had a president like this who actually loves liberty and loves his country? As for Obama, look, I don't mean to be provocative. I've said this for years. I, in my heart, actually believe he's anti-Semitic. I really do. The way he's treated Netanyahu, the way he talks about Israel, the way he withheld arms when they were under attack from Hamas. I mean, who does these sort of things? And it's even worse. People on the Hill tell me that he does things to that little country and forces them into bills and so forth and forces them into agreements that he wouldn't do to any country. On the other hand, olive branch out to the genocidal murderers who run Cuba.
Yeah.
$150 billion and God knows what else to Iran. There's something that's not right here. Maybe a screw loose, but whatever it is, it is.
All right. Well, we are really looking forward to sharing the stage with you on October 1st, Saturday, October 1st, over at the Birchmere for the Freedom Forum. Thanks for joining us again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting.
You decided what you're going to wear, Mark? We should really coordinate our outfits.
Yes, I have. I'll wear a baseball cap for sure.
Are you going to? I might do the same. I think we should look like the Beatles at Shea Stadium in that final concert. I think that would be a good thing.
Probably not.
No, not going to happen.
Maybe, no, never mind.
I am the Ringo of the group, you know.
Oh, you
yes,
are?
You are.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Well, then I would be the cute Beatle.
Which one was that, by the way?
That was McCartney.
You keep telling yourself that. Yeah.
Listen, Mark, we'll see you then, and it's good to have you this morning.
Good
Thanks
talking to you, sir.
God bless. Thanks, guys.
744 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ringo, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the Ringo. Yeah. I got the big nose. I make the jokes.
You beat me to it.
I own it.
I was going to do a gratuitous nose joke.
Right. I'm all over it. You know what they say about a man with a big nose?
Well, I don't know what they say. He has a big nose. You need to stop what you're doing right now and stop that mess and think about new windows. Because, you know, now is the time to buy. You've been thinking about them for your house? Listen, really, this is a great time to buy. Toms Creek Window Company, it's a great company that does it all. They design, they build, they install windows, custom-made for your home, our unique climate. They do it with no middlemen, which eliminates a lot of headaches. And by the way, Thompson Creek has energy-efficient windows that are very, very helpful to save money on your utility bills. Well, right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. If you buy three windows, you'll get one window free. You have a chance right now to save some big-time money, improve the value of your home by putting in some brand-new Thompson Creek windows. They're beautiful. This is a no-brainer. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest price of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Dave Solomons in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Silver Spring, eastbound East Randolph Road at Partridge Drive, an overturned vehicle. All lanes are blocked. The westbound lanes are open. 17th Street and Independence Avenue Southwest, the scene of an accident in Springfield. Southbound, the Fairfax County Parkway, there's a collision approaching 95, takes out a lane. Northbound 395 after Edsel Road, an accident moved over to the shoulder. Inner loop of the Beltway gets crowded, the Dulles Toll Road to the GW Parkway, while the outer loop is down to 11 miles per hour, 95 to University Boulevard. Southbound 270 is crowded, Father Hurley Boulevard as you work your way up to 28. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our first full day of fall is going to feel like a full day of summer. It's morning already, mild. A few clouds, otherwise clear. This afternoon, mostly sunny for the Friday commute home, 89. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 79. Then by Sunday, the coolest air comes in with a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees, 747. Well, you know, there are data breaches, and then there are data breaches, and this one's a big one. If you have a Yahoo Mail account, I have some bad news for you.
Yeah.
You're one of 500 million people who've had their user information apparently taken by hackers. Yeah, Yahoo confirmed on Thursday that data associated with at least 500 million user accounts have been stolen, and this may be the largest cybersecurity breach of all time.
Yeah.
And they say it's a state-sponsored actor who was behind all this, you know, which usually means it's like a government that has a tremendous amount of resources aimed at cyber warfare.
Yeah, I don't know how they know that, though. And if they know that much, why can't they identify which state?
Mm.
You know, how do they know that a foreign country did this, but they can't tell us what foreign country? You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a whole lot of questions about this. And also, this happened in 2014. Isn't there an obligation for a company that provides the services that Yahoo does and asks, you know, you sign in, you give them your email address to get hooked up with them, and you have to approve of all of their conditions and terms. Shouldn't one term and condition that they have to live up to is if, in fact, your information is breached, we'll let you know as soon as possible?
Yeah, and
2 years later is not as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And apparently this same hacker that is thought of have done this one, a guy who uses the word peace, I think it is they call it, he calls himself, has claimed in the past to have stolen accounts from LinkedIn and MySpace. So this guy's been at it, and he got Yahoo in a big way. But you're right, Larry, 2 years.
It's an outrage.
At some point, don't you have to come clean and tell people what they're in for and what is
that? At some point, it should be immediately. It should be immediately so that people can protect their information. I mean, thankfully, I, like probably, a vast majority of the 400 million people affected here, only use their Yahoo address so that they can get into their fantasy football or baseball teams. I can't imagine why else anybody is using a Yahoo address. But so I don't really use it for anything that I care about, but it's still a problem. It's still a security breach. And they're providing a basic service. It's like a bank not telling you that they've been breached and that your accounts might be vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you have an obligation if you're going to be doing this in the public world, in the public domain, that you've got an obligation to come out and say, you know what, we got hacked and it's bad.
Where it really could hurt people is if they use the same password across a bunch of different mediums and across a bunch of different platforms. That's where the real problem is. But I heard these stories yesterday saying, Yahoo's told us about this security breach. You better go in and change your password. It's 2 years later.
It's a little late.
I think it's a little late now. I better drop everything and change my password.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, this is bad stuff. This is the world we're in today, though. You can't operate without email, and email is hackable. You can't operate without cell phones, and cell phones are hackable. I mean, really, it's very hard to keep your personal information private these days.
I got to tell you, what I'm thinking of doing?
I'm thinking of
starting my own private email server.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm gonna put it in my basement, and I'm going to have the Secret Service keep an eye on it to make sure that it stays secure. That's just a...
Yeah, well...
Just an idea that I've got.
That plan could never go wrong.
No.
Hit 750 on WML.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
The TSP is really designed to be an accumulation account. It's designed to be an account that you own while you're a federal employee. And as you get to retirement, to decide whether you want the annuity, whether you would like regular payments, unprotected, or whether you would want an IRA.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor. Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Multiple Grammy Award winner and Oscar-nominated songwriter Sergio Mendes and Brazil 2016 return to the Robert E. Ferrillo Performing Arts Center for the 50th anniversary celebration of Brazil 66 on Friday, October 14th. Don't miss the most internationally successful Brazilian artist of all time and the 50th anniversary celebration of Brazil 66. Tickets on sale now at montgomerycollege.edu/PAC or call 240-567-5301.
Well, it's 7:53. Now it's time to check and see how your money's doing over at the news desk at CNBC. Chuck Kamblick is standing by.
Standing by with the info. The stock market rally may pause just a bit today. Futures point to a lower open, but we'll see. As of this morning, Marriott owns Starwood Hotels and all of its brands. More than a million rooms, more than 100 countries. Marriott's now the biggest hotel chain in the world. Yahoo stock will fall after it finally disclosed that 500 million accounts were hacked 2 years ago. Amazon stock starts the day at an all-time high, above $800 for the first time ever. Amazon got a lift from news that its service Handmade, which is a rival to Etsy, will launch in Europe. Valvoline starts selling stock to the public today. One share cost $22. Harvard made some bad stock bets in its last fiscal year, which ended in June. The school's endowment fund lost 2%, its worst decline since the financial crisis, mainly because the stocks it chose dropped 10%. Harvard's had three investment chiefs since 2005. It's looking for another one now. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Silver Spring, eastbound to East Randolph Road at Partridge Drive, there's an overturned vehicle blocking all lanes. Westbound lanes are open. In the district, 17th Street Southwest and Independence Avenue, an accident in Springfield southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95. Crash takes out a lane. In a loop of the Beltway, heavy volume Wisconsin Avenue as you work your way up to Connecticut Avenue. Traffic brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 7:50.
Imagine that this is the sound of credit card fraud. It's just one part of identity theft. Add in someone opening a new cell phone account in your name, someone buying or renting properties in your name, or filing fake tax returns in your name, and you begin to understand that identity theft is more than just credit fraud. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, identity theft becomes a little less ominous. Now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code LIFELOCK. LifeLock.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up on WMAL.
Not every day a brand new Smithsonian Museum opens up, and this weekend one opens right on the National Mall. We'll talk to Peggy McClone of the Washington Post about what to expect from the African American Museum.
And we'll be joined by Brett Baer, your Fox News Channel, in the next hour. It's